Who?
William.
Into the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Need a motion to approve the minutes from December 12th. Got a motion. Second.
I'm sorry, I can't.
To approve the minutes, most. Material.
It's just too many things going on. Oh, but you're going to.
William, Michael, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries. No grievances. Moving on, personnel.
Good morning. Actually, I have two requests today. The first request is in the Department of Social Services, and we're requesting to appoint a Deputy Commissioner of Social Services above the midpoint, grade I, step 10, at 89,609. Individual's a longtime employee, plenty of experience, salary is definitely warranted.
I'll move it.
Second.
Questions, comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
And next didn't make the agenda, but we'd like to ask for the same kind of thing in finance. Request to appoint a Deputy Commissioner of Finance above midpoint, management grade I, step 12, 94,506. Again, the experience certainly warrants the salary, and Tammy and Mitch are here to answer any questions.
Is there a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Any questions for Tammy or Mitch? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Thank you much.
Tammy and Mitch.
Morning.
Morning.
We're asking to extend our contract with Mission Square. They're our deferred compensation administrator. We've been with them a few years. I guess this is actually the end of the fifth year. So we can, in accordance with deferred compensation regulations, we can extend it two times, but we have to do it separately. You can only do a year at a time. So we can just extend it for 1 year now, and then we'll have to extend it again next year at this time as well. So we just will, at that point, we'll do another RFP.
Yeah, I need the ocean with their name.
So just asking for a 1 year extension on the contract.
I'll move it.
A second.
Got a motion, a second. Any question for Tammy?
Yeah, so this is something we previously approved, and then
we're just extending it?
Correct.
For a period of what, 1 year?
1 year now, and then we'll do another year. Switching providers is cumbersome.
So Mr. Thews and new legislators' information, a lot of times when we do these RFPs or these contracts, we put them out for a max 5 years is the maximum that we can offer for most things other than commodities and some other. Won't get into that. Standard is 5 years, but we do them with the potential and option for individual 1 year renewals. You have in your standard contract and in practice, you have the ability to get out of it essentially with proper notice at any time. Sure. But it's good to, that way we go through the procurement process like we need to, but we don't do it. We don't do RFPs necessarily every year if we're happy with the service, if we're getting good pricing, those sort of things.
And has there been any material changes in the terms since we last renewed it?
No, the terms are the same. We haven't, they actually compensate us. We don't pay for the service. There's fees to the employees, of course, if they have investments. But the county doesn't pay anything. They actually pay us enough to cover the audit that we're required to have every year. So.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
So then can you, he's asking for the new password you said. Can you just type in the password?
So.
Anything else? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Thank you.
Rob, you've got something to add to the agenda?
Good morning.
I was a little late to the party and getting on the agenda for today because I found out late last week that one of the vendors that we wanted to purchase a backup solution from end of their fiscal year is the end of this month, and it would have increased our cost by over $5,000. So what I'm requesting is that approval to purchase a backup solution through SHI Sourcewell contract. The solution is a Rubrik solution, which there are doing our due diligence. There are 7 other counties using them, and they're very happy with them. The total cost for 1 year for the first year with all the hardware and everything is $113,785.37.
And it is budgeted.
It's budgeted.
Sorry.
Budgeted.
It was budgeted last year.
Yep.
In my capital.
I'll make the motion.
Got a motion? For a second?
Second.
Any questions? So is this just switching providers, Rob?
No, we've kind of been doing things kind of ad hoc in-house with scripting and just moving things to backup hard drives. This is going to be a more formal way to do it, easier way to go back and recover the files. Also included in this is our backup for our new Microsoft 365, which is a cloud solution. So it's going to back up everything in the cloud, especially OneDrive, things like that. So we'll be able to use those as a county.
Anybody have any more questions for Rob? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Jack?
Yes, thank you. A few items. Happy to say that have a appointment recommendation ready for historian. We received a lot of applications, had 3 highly qualified candidates that Chris and I interviewed, and I am recommending Griffin Bates of Bath to be the new part-time historian. This is his path. That's the best way I can say it is he has a passion for this, has worked, has been with the Historical Society, a part of it since he was in high school. If you look at any of the social media of the Boating Museum, he's worked at CMOG for a lot of their exhibits and those things. He just has a great experience and brings a lot to the table. So
has he started?
Nope. He wouldn't start until the 22nd after the legislature formally appoints.
I'll make the motion.
Got a motion.
Second.
Got a second. Anything else?
Yeah. Who are the other candidates that were interviewed?
We had an individual from Canastillo. We normally don't in open set. That'd probably be executive session to talk about other candidates that weren't selected. But an individual from Canastillo, an individual from Corning. If you'd like particulars,
I guess similar credentials or
similar. Yeah, I would say similar. But Griffin's experience, some of his ideas about how to expand the digital presence, how to expand History Week, you know, some of his work with the Historical Society in our mind put it over the top.
Thank you.
Anything else? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Thank you. The contracts that are on your agenda, I've asked for the 2024 pricing, but have yet to receive it. So bring that back next month. So number 3, as many will recall, for new legislators, we have utilized consultants, one consultant through competitive procurement. One has been successful in taking a look outside compensation, essentially market studies to see what we're paying. We did this for management in 2019 to change the grading and making sure that we have our management folks at least graded in ways that we can recruit and retain. We would like to refresh that. Obviously, a lot has changed since 2019. Those who have been here for a long time know that we have made, taxpayer left. We noticed that we could use a comprehensive review again. They are doing this. We were one of the first counties to take a look at this. Talking to my peers, most other counties are doing the same thing now, utilizing some of the similar firms. In 2020, going into our last contract with CSEA main unit, I think we talked about it in orientation for new legislators. CSEA main unit is basically everyone that's not management, not corrections, dispatch, court security, and not deputy sheriff. It's all of your social service employees, all of your public works employees. That's the main unit. Again, a lot has changed from them. We are running into some titles that we are having difficulty recruiting that we could use a comprehensive market study again. We have budgeted funds anticipating both of these studies for 2024. And we would like to issue an RFP to be able to do this again.
I'd make the motion. I think we need to do this to be current with salaries and everything.
I completely agree. So it's time.
That's a second. Was that a second?
I'm sorry. That's a second.
Any other comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Curious.
Thank you. And that's it for
Nothing
me.
Else?
Nope.
Need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Meeting's adjourned.
Aye.